bit of Lucinda Williams and Too Good to Be Forgotten. And I think that will be the case with my guest here in the studio today, Avonlea. Hi, Avonlea.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good, very good. And thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Very exciting.
Avonlea's local, very local. Yes. And and came across her. We were doing a live broadcast from the community market some months ago. And Avonlea came on the stage and started playing, and our jaws dropped.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, you know, just amazing talent, keyboards, you can play the guitar, sing, songwrite. Wow, beautiful. So I've been wanting to have you on to chat with you and to put your talent out there.
Oh, thank you. I'm very, very excited. Yeah, this is my first, like, featured radio interview, so I'm like, it's great. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. And, of course, if anybody wants to call in during the not non-singing times, you can call in at 874-1073, or if you have a Skype, you can call me on Arnold On Air on Skype. Now, you've been recording a few songs in a studio of late.
I have, yeah. I actually met my producer 3 years ago at the Sonoma County Fair. I was performing there when I was 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And so he just happened to be touring colleges with his daughter, and I met him there at the fair, and we've been working together ever since, writing songs and creating hits, and I love him so much, and so we've been recording for 3 years now.
Wow, what's his name?
Eric Isaacs, and so he's in LA right now. I don't know if he's listening in, but if he is, hi, Eric.
Hi. Well, thank you, Eric, for developing such an amazing talent and a lovely person as Avonlea. So we're grateful to have you here.
Thank you.
We're going to play some of the songs from the recent recordings, plus Avonlea is going to play live. Yay. In the studio with keyboards and guitar, and of course sing. And well, first of all, when did you start playing? What age?
When I started playing, I actually had piano lessons when I was 5, but then I kind of stopped and I came back to it when I was maybe 10 or 11, and that's the point where I started songwriting. And so I've been singing ever since I could talk, obviously. Yeah. I grew up in a very, very musical family, and so everything just came together so well, and I've been doing it, well, at least a while in my time. I know I'm not that old, but, you know.
Relatively.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like forever, but it's been an incredible journey so far.
Well, and in terms of instruments, do you have a favorite one, you know, one that you do prefer?
A favorite, what? Definitely the keyboard. Okay. It's definitely my songwriting instrument. I started out on ukulele and guitar when I was younger, but then I was just drawn to the piano, and it's great for writing balladesque songs, and that's definitely my strong suit. And so I love the keyboard so much. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it just gives, it can do everything. That's
exactly.
The thing, can't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And yeah, allows me a lot of room to, you know. Yeah.
When you were 5, did you have influences, people you were listening to that really moved you into a certain area?
My dad. Listened to him 24/7. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And so he was a singer-songwriter, and I was always growing up around music. When I was 9, I actually had an old computer in my room that had mostly, I want to say, 60s to 90s songs. Okay. So I listened to a lot of Rick Springfield and lots of, like, Aretha Franklin and all those fantastic artists. And so I was definitely influenced by those. And then, those are, like, my idols right there. Yeah. Especially Queen and Adele.
Ah, Queen, yes.
Yes.
It's interesting that they... their popularity seems to grow. It's interesting.
It does.
Younger people are really hitting on them. I know it's...
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I actually just got back from summer camp a week or two ago, and basically, yeah, the main artist there that everyone loved was Queen, and they were all kids my age and younger, and I was like, whoa, this is the place I belong. It was amazing. So, yeah, they loved Queen over there.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I got to see them a couple of times because I grew up in England. And
that's fantastic.
Amazing live band as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
But what draws you? Just the theatrics, the art, the what musicality, what draws you to them?
Oh, Queen?
Yeah, say
Queen.
Oh,
definitely. I love the chords that they use and all of the instrumentals and the guitar solos. It's just like Freddie Mercury was just such an amazing, talented artist. And, you know, he just... I love talking about it. I love Queen so much. Yeah, yeah. But I actually have a book in my room, and I've actually made Bohemian Rhapsody like a warm up in my, you know, the start of my day. I warm up on that, and it's like my song. I love it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's epic, isn't it?
It is. I mean, classic. Yeah.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
And heard some interesting versions of it as well.
Yes, yeah.
Now, have you ever done a version of it yourself?
I have. I'm actually working on it right now. My dad was saying I should do it, but I don't have the book with me. But, you know, I definitely like to perfect it. And, that would be great to perform sometime.
Yeah. Wonderful. But we're here to listen to your work. So why don't we do something live right now to break in and get everyone used to what you're going to do?
Of course, yeah. I will perform Snow White first. And this is a song I wrote when I was 12. Mm. And so, yeah, here we go. They're chasing after you to take your heart away. You run and run as fast as you can, but you can't find a way. And to hide, the evil queen knows where you are. She'll take your beauty and your heart. A poison apple she brings to take your life today. Oh, you are my Snow White. In my eyes, you are the fairest of all. You Starry Night, a masterpiece worth more than diamonds and gold. You are everything that I need. You are all that I believe. You are beautiful the way you are. In my eyes, you're the fairest of them all. Seven men, they come to you, strong and bold to protect. They love you as much as I do. Those are things to never forget. Yeah, look into the magic mirror and you'll see yourself a little clearer. Perfect, wonderful, tremendous, extraordinary, marvelous, fantastic, blazing, you're amazing. There's nothing else that you could be. Oh, you are my Snow. Worth more than diamonds and gold. You are everything that I need. You are all that I believe. You are beautiful the way you are. In my eyes, you're the fairest of them all.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, beautiful. Snow White.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, beautiful. And it's interesting, lyrics.
Yes.
Where do they come from? Do they come first and then the music, or how does it work?
That is a really good question, actually. It is different every single time. I don't really have a process. I usually just sit down at the piano, and sometimes things will come, sometimes things won't. I just actually watched a Carole King documentary recently, and I love her songwriting. I love her voice. And she was saying, you know, if nothing's coming, then don't push it. Don't, you know, pressure yourself, because, you know, you can get a little bit anxious and be like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to write again, you know? So yeah, the process is different every time. And truthfully, I don't really know where the songs come from. My guess is as good as yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's great discovering, you know, what I can do and, you know, what messages I can convey. It's really, really fun.
Yeah. Now, obviously, being 14, still at school.
I'm actually homeschooled.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that allows me a lot of time to work on my music. And yeah, it's just, My parents actually have this form of homeschooling called unschooling. So
why did I hear about that?
Yeah. So yeah, I went to Waldorf school for first grade, and it wasn't working for me. I was a little bit OCD, and when the kids would misbehave, I'd be like, come home crying, Mom, the kids weren't listening to the teacher. And it was really, it was a struggle. And so now I'm just loving homeschooling, and it allows me so much time to work on my music. And so it's fantastic. I'm so grateful to my parents. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's what parents love to hear.
Exactly. Hi, Dad. He's behind me.
Got a few brownie points going there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously your command of English has to be good to write good, meaningful lyrics. So obviously you've done a lot of work on that side of things.
Yeah, I took a couple English classes, and I've obviously grown up around a singer-songwriter. And so, yeah, sometimes I don't really know where the songs come from, but, yeah, they all have different messages, and it's just, it's fun, you know, to discover yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, every day do you think about ways of being different, or, you know, you're trying to push that envelope, are you, what you do?
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm a unique person in that aspect of things. Yeah, and I'm always discovering, you know, new ways to play, and I have an amazing vocal coach who is always, you know, saying, oh, try this chord progression, write a song in this key signature, and write a song, you know, in this tempo or whatever, you know. And it's great to be able to have that freedom, you know, no restrictions,
but with a good challenge thrown
with
in
a good
there.
Challenge, definitely. Yes. yeah. And so I've definitely been influenced by people like Queen and Adele, and of course my dad and my vocal coach and all those people. They've just really helped me.
Give a shout out to your vocal coach.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. I love you. Sarah Baker, if you guys ever need a vocal coach, she is the best by far. Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. And yeah, interesting. Yeah, you've heard some amazing voices
yes.
listening to music, and
Definitely.
You've mentioned a few that are just outstanding, forever type of people.
Yes, I'm definitely a big fan of Rod Stewart. I've loved him ever since I was little. His voice is just like amazing. Every single time I hear it, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, and people like Macy Gray and Aretha Franklin and the Supremes and all of those amazing artists. Yeah, they've definitely influenced me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. That is quite a range.
Yes, definitely. And of course, your modern day artists. Yeah. So.
And of course, you know, Rod Stewart, he started out, his first recording wasn't, he was playing the harmonica on My Boy Lollipop by Millie. So you never know where you get your start.
That's very, very true. Yeah, you never know who's listening, and you never know, you know, who you're performing in front of. So yeah, definitely embrace it.
Exactly. Well, Cows, people out there, let's do one more live one. And then we'll do some of the recorded tracks as well.
Great. So this next song is called Your One.
I look down those crowded roads we'd walk around, this town we know. Yeah, I loved you for such a long time. Sometimes I think of your face and I cry, but some days I look at the memories and smile. Yeah, I know it's over, but it's never gone, no. Yet at midnight I think about lying down before I do. I look up at the stars and I think of you and the life I'm not a part of anymore. I've been thrown back and forth from my love into heartbreak. I think of you and how that was a mistake, but now I can't find someone who worked to hold me up right. I've been known to be the picture perfect girl for everyone, but now I see that's nobody I can become. So I try so hard, I'm gonna find him anyway. Sorry that I wasn't your one. Ooh, one. Ooh, one. meant for then, but not for now. I know you've had the same thoughts too.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. You are one. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually just finished recording that song in LA last trip, so I'm very, very excited to release that and hopefully get an iTunes page up and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, now, in your songs, you know, they're very emotionally deep. A lot
Definitely.
Of your songs. Where does that come from your tender age of 40?
I've had a lot of people ask that. I'm not really sure. I mean, it just comes. I actually don't really have a good answer. I enjoy writing meaningful songs because I like people to be able to relate to my music. Mm. And I like, you know, that universal oneness, and everyone can relate to this one subject, and, you know, they can take times from their past and, you know, relate it to this song and be like, oh, I went through that. That's amazing that person, you know, was talking about that in that song. And so I think it's just, you know, a universal love music. And so I really, really want to bring that in my music.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, that's what you know, what makes music meaningful. When you have those words that create those powerful emotions.
Yes, yeah, and that is my goal, definitely.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do to get to people.
Yeah,
you know? I mean.
Yeah, yeah, but it comes pretty naturally, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So. Yeah.
Did you work that on your parents? You used all those emotional. Brett, yeah, there you go. Brett's
Dad's
nodding.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Age 10.
I was a special child, still am, but you know, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That's good. Honing the skills.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And well, it's interesting. Yeah, homeschool. That's a fascinating thing. You know, how did you feel that worked with, you know, apart from music or your other life skills?
I feel like it kind of. I guess I feel a little bit more like I can be myself, and I've had some very, very close friends who have been in the public school system and stuff who have had really, really rough times, especially rough experiences with their friends and, you know, how people treat them and how, you know, cruel people can be when they see someone who's being very individual and unique. And so I feel like I've been able to really find myself as much as I've been able to find myself, you know?
Yep.
And it's just been great. It's really, really allowed me to be the person that I want to be, you know, and not be pressured by, you know, homework or, oh, those girls are wearing this, so I should wear that. And, you know, these people are posing like this. So, you know, that, you know, it's...
Right,
it's,
having to join one game
exactly.
or set or the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've definitely noticed that's helped, you know, homeschooling.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, what would happen if everyone did that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's actually
maybe good.
Maybe good, maybe bad, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. Would make everyone more responsible.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Ultimately, parents and children.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But no, wonderful. Kudos to your parents for allowing that freedom and what it takes to do that.
Yeah, and definitely.
Obviously, you've come out pretty well balanced, I think, in this process.
I hope so. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's play one of your recent songs right now, shall we?
Fantastic.
A track. That's stuck in my head. Can we put...
Sure.
I like that. That was a lot of fun.
Of course, yeah. I'd love to do that, yeah.
Okay, tell us something about it.
Well, this song was actually a recent collaboration, and it kind of... I have to tell you the truth, I had a crush on a guy. I actually still do. And this song came out. My producer, he'll ask me questions like, what's going on in my life? What, you know, parts of me are like really, really emotional and where my head's at basically in that moment. And so we'll just make a list of things and then we'll kind of go through it and then create a song. And so that's where this came from.
Oh, amazing. I like it.
Awesome.
Okay, it's Stuck in My Head Rough, and it's all one word.
It is, yeah. This is actually the recording that we just finished 2 trips ago.
Okay. So, yeah.
Meant to be somehow. Let's try our luck. See if the stars just might align. This could be heaven. Oh, a love that stands the test of time. Dreams do come true. I'll never lose a sense of wonder. Oh,
Oh, there we are. And stuck in my head rough. Nice. Very nice. I like that.
Thank you. I like it too. It's a really cool song.
Yeah, there's a lot of hooks and things in it. It's nice. It
definitely, yeah. I love doing backgrounds. That's like my... I love backgrounds so much. So I'll do a lot of harmonizing and stuff. And
oh, so you just back yourself.
Yeah.
Doing it, yeah.
Yeah, those were all my own. So it's definitely fun.
The arrangement, so who does that?
We have a couple specific people that we go to, like Nicky Barra's on guitar. He was fantastic. And Robin Diaz on drums. And so it's just been so cool meeting the musicians because, you know, they're so seasoned and they have so much experience. And it's great, you know, to hear their stories and they'll communicate with my family and I. And it's really, really cool. It's an awesome process.
Oh, wonderful. That's good to hear. You know, yeah. They're taking you seriously.
Definitely, which is great. Yeah, that's like my one thing because, you know, my age can be a little bit, you know. Huh? Yeah. Oh, and Costa, of course. Sorry, I completely forgot. Yeah. Robin Diaz was actually the drummer for a while on Daughtry. And so, yeah, and I love that group. Yeah. Yeah.
On what tree?
Daughtry, yeah, okay. Yeah, the band. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
I'm a bit behind on some of the newer stuff, let's put it that way. But I know good music when I hear it.
Oh.
Let's put it that way.
Fantastic.
That's one thing that about music, whatever genre, if it's good, it's good.
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah.
Let's do another live song.
Sounds good.
I'm just so enjoying your live music. I didn't record it, but it's just wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, so this next song is called On the Railway, and I wrote this. My dad actually gave me a chord book, and it has a bunch of progressions. What's that chord book, Dad?
Jamie Ebersold? Yeah.
Chord book?
Yeah. Jazz progressions.
Jazz progressions. And so turnarounds and chords, he's behind me. yeah. And so I took a chord progression from that and created a song around it. And I really love the song. It's called On the Railway.
Looking at the rolling clouds, try to find your face in the white. I'm taking flight in the devil's ship, fly away from the lovely life. Looking out my windowsill at the sun, schoolgirl times. Merry goats and everything old was young. I miss the time you bumped me on the way back home. My white picket fence is gone, so are the streets of Chicago. So I'm leaving, not coming back. I'm packing my bag for that jet plane lag. I'm breathing in the lonely air. The subway seems such friendlier with you there. I'm leaving, not coming back. Keep the picture of us at the bottom of my bag. I'm dreaming that we'll meet again someday. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on the railway. What if I could turn the world around to reset time? Knowing what was always downhill from strike one to the end of the line. I wish that I could find a reason to stay. I love you, my dear, but that wouldn't happen anyway. So I'm leaving, not coming back. I'm packing my bags for that jet plane lag. I'm breathing in the lonely air. The subway seems such friendlier with you there. I'm leaving, not coming back. Keep the picture of us at the bottom of my bag. I'm dreaming that we'll meet again someday. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Keeping my fingers crossed. Keeping my fingers crossed on the railway.
Oh, lovely. I like that.
Thank you.
Tell me about your voice.
My voice?
Yeah, I mean, in that song, you know, you go from a whisper to a, you know, a roar type of thing.
Right.
Now, obviously, your vocal coach must help you a lot in that type of range and
yeah.
inflection.
Yeah, definitely. She is a fantastic vocal coach, and she taught me the technique of warming up. That's always a good thing to do before a performance. So yeah, for about 2 years when I first started singing, I was not warming up. I wasn't doing anything like that. Oh my gosh, my uncle's right there.
Yeah.
Hi, Uncle Chris. He's looking through the window.
Hi, come on in, Chris. Hi. Good.
Yeah, and so my vocal coach has really, really helped me with, you know, having the proper breathing technique, the diaphragmatic breathing, the relaxation techniques during performing, which is definitely hard to perfect. I still have so much trouble with it, you know, the anxiety before the performance and stuff like that. And yeah, she's really, really expanded my range. I have pretty much a 4-octave range right now, which is just amazing. So I'm very, very appreciative. You know, it's, yeah, great technique. And it's definitely helped, you know, mold my voice into what it is now and, you know, what it will be years from now.
Right. Well, the breathing, that's
of
the
course.
Key, isn't it?
You breath is everything.
To do that.
Yeah, I have to remember, I was like, during the whole song, heavenly, breathe, breathe. You know? So, yeah, that's definitely. It's a common misconception. People assume that you're singing from your throat, when in reality, it's all from your core, all from your diaphragm. And so you definitely have to remind yourself constantly about that. So, yeah.
Wow, so you have enough time during your songs to worry about what's going on as well. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And my vocal coach always says, you know, if you practice it enough, it'll become second nature, so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But my brain is always active. I'm always thinking. So during the song, I'm like, okay, are you going to get this next note? Is this run okay? You know, are you getting the chords down? Is, you know, are you rushing the song? And so it's definitely really mental, but, you know, it's also all about the heart. So you really need to focus on that as well.
Yeah, beautiful. You're being so well trained.
Yes,
it's wonderful.
Definitely. I'm very, very appreciative.
Yeah, you know, for somebody, you know, you want a career possibly in that.
Of course.
That's what it takes.
It does. You know? It takes a lot of work. Yeah, most people think singing is just, you know, getting up on stage, singing karaoke. But, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes, lots of working, lots of, you know, commitment. And so, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, even the young stars, it's not as if they just sort of started singing. They had to work at it. Yeah.
And listeners can really take that for granted, you know. Like, they got to that spot because they worked hard. Fame isn't like an overnight thing. You make a YouTube video one day and then you're famous. Like, that, you know, it takes work. And so, yeah.
And there's some amazing women with amazing voices right now, really.
Definitely.
Gone to the fore of music, from, as you're saying, Adele, unfortunately,
yeah.
Amy Winehouse, obviously.
Oh,
that
of
was
course.
Unbelievable.
Of course.
But
what's
some incredible voices to inspire you?
Definitely, yeah. There have been amazing artists. Yeah, I used to be a very, very big Taylor Swift fan, I still love her songwriting, and her voice is fantastic. Yeah, people like Adele and, you know, Carole King, and of course the modern day artists like Sarah Bareilles and Regina Spektor and all of those. And so, yeah, it's great listening to them. And, you know,
to me, I've been inspired by been a lot of women performers have really come to the fore and really made stake their claim. You know, in the past, obviously, women performers didn't have it easy out touring and out getting records out.
No.
But they've really broken through, I think, now, the last 10 years.
Definitely, yeah. I've definitely noticed that as well. And yeah, especially with the songwriting, too, you notice that women are, you know, singing really empowering songs, you know, and it's great to have that change. And the music business is changing all the time. You know, there are people cycling in and out. And so it's just really, really cool to hear the process and, you know, to hear what's happening, you know, in the big industry and all of that. So, yeah.
Do you read all the news, industry newspapers and things like that?
I actually don't. I don't usually watch the news, but you know, the things that really, really impact us and, you know, our whole nation. Yeah. I've definitely heard talk of that kind of stuff, you know, like the children in Gaza and all that crazy stuff, which is just devastating. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And so, yeah, I get songwriting inspiration from that and, you know, all those emotions.
Indeed. Well, let's play another song of yours.
Sure.
One of the tracks, Life is Beautiful.
Sure.
That sounds a good one. Life is beautiful, beautiful. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Avan Lee, she is in the studio performing live. That was one of her recently recorded songs. We're talking about live shows doing as we were listening to the music. And, of course, you never know what's going to happen in a live show.
Yeah, we've had some experiences, yeah.
What type of things have occurred for you?
I went to one performance a little while ago, and they had next to none, like no equipment whatsoever. They had a little amp and that was pretty much it.
Okay.
And they said they were going to have like a guitar amp. It was just, you know, your standard. And they said they were going to have chords and, you know, a lot of stuff. So, so my dad is always Johnny on the spot. He has his, what he calls his Boy Scout kit in the back of his car. And so it's got everything you need for, you know, a situation like that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't ask what's in it, but as long as it works.
Yeah. Yeah. So it all depends.
Yeah. And then obviously the audience itself, you don't know, I mean, you know the event you're going to go to, but you never know how the audience is going to be. How do you gauge that? Do you peek out or get a feel of what they're doing?
Yeah. And yeah, you never know who's watching. That's one thing I always have to remember. You know, I can't perform less because it's a smaller audience. You know, there could be someone who will give me this great opportunity or someone I've just been destined to meet, you know, to talk to and, you know, interact with. And so, yeah, it all depends. It all depends. And like I had an outdoor event where there were lots of kids, and I'm not saying my songs are depressing, but they have some very emotional themes. And so maybe I'll like hold off on that one song and play the upbeat one that kids will enjoy, you know? And then if I'm, you know, performing for an adult oriented, you know, audience, I will, you know, pull out those and my more dynamic songs and stuff. So yeah, it all depends on, you know, the audience and the situation. Yeah.
Yeah, and you do tend to have that, no, I wouldn't call it depressing, but...
No, sorry, yeah, completely.
It's, what would you call it? I'm trying to think of the right phrase.
Deep, I guess.
Emotional, context to your songs. And so I imagine, yeah, young kids, it would go over their heads.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'll maybe like play the more upbeat one. Yeah. So, yeah, it all depends.
Yeah. Now, what type of gigs are you doing?
I have a gig coming up. My mom made sure that
good.
I had the date and everything. Yeah, so I'm actually an in-between act. I guess you could call it an opening act for David Lenning, who is on American Idol. And so that will be in Ives Park in Sebastopol, and that's on August 13th, 5 to 8. And it's free, so that's always cool, right?
That's right. The Peacetown concerts. Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, you'll love it. There's great audience there.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. It'll be fantastic. Yeah. And so I'll be performing 3 songs there. And yeah, I'm so honored to have the opportunity. I'm really excited.
Have you ever thought of the American Idol route?
I have a couple times, but there aren't a lot of singer-songwriters on there. And songwriting is definitely... I'm split in two. I'm not really like partial to one or the other, singing or songwriting. So I really, really want to find a balance and a place that I can, you know, have my music, my way, I guess you could say, and not being pressured by other people. And so, yeah, just finding that balance.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's very level-headed.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
No, you're not turned by stardom in that respect. You know, head turned by stardom.
Yeah. It all depends, and it's kind of crazy thinking about, you know, possibly becoming a bit well known and stuff. And I have a great family, so if anything like that ever came up, they would really support me and keep me grounded and all that stuff. Because you never know what can happen. You see celebrities sometimes who just.
Yeah, and they don't fulfill their potential.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm obviously not one to judge anyone. It all depends. And so I have a great family who would definitely help me out with that.
Voice of the Broken. So tell us something about Voice of the Broken. What an amazing title.
Yeah. Voice of the Broken was a very, very emotional song to write. My producer actually came in with the subject, and it's about child abuse and children who come from horrible home lives and who who are just lost in all of the sadness and the havoc and chaos and all of that crazy stuff. And so my dad and I actually have been volunteering at Kids Street Learning Center. And so we teach ukulele there for underprivileged children. And this song, I actually, I showed it to one of the girls there, and she's just turned 12. And she said how much she could relate to this song and how heartwarming it was for her, and realizing that I'm not alone. There are other people out there having these horrible experiences, and I can get through it, you know? So that was amazing for us to have that feedback.
The power of your work.
The power of words. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that some more. We'll listen to Voice of the Broken and then get back to Avonlea.
Spoken, now that it's out.
Wow, what a powerful song, Avonlea.
Thank you.
Wow. That's a whole other aspect of your life. You're not just a singer and a songwriter, but you are an activist and you work with people to help them.
Definitely.
Tell us about that side of your life.
Well, my dad has always been very into charity, and of course, growing up around that has been very, very inspirational, and, you know, we're always motivated to give back to the community, and especially in the music aspect of things, you know, because music can be such a universal topic. It's just been fantastic teaching these young kids how to play ukulele and giving them this ukulele, something that they can treasure and something that's theirs and something they're responsible for. And it's just amazing seeing their reactions, and sometimes they'll kind of push it aside and not really commit themselves, but other kids will use these ukuleles as tools and go out and find sheet music on their own, and they'll start teaching themselves. And it's just, it's so inspiring, because my dad pretty much did the same thing with me, where he gave me a guitar and said, learn what you want, here are some basic chords, and the same thing with the piano. And so it's just having that freedom to do what you love and, you know, find out more about this instrument.
It takes discipline on your side as well. It doesn't just happen.
It does. You know? Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. I still have to, my vocal coach is always saying, you know, the more you practice and the more you enjoy your practice, you know, that's, practice shouldn't really be a priority. It should be something that you enjoy doing. And so I still need to get that going in my head, but, you know, it's been great, you know, teaching those kids, and yeah. I love them all so much. They're fantastic.
Looks like we've got a call. Let's just find out.
Cool.
Hello, Cal's Radio. She's 14. Let me put you on the air, shall I? You
can. Oh my gosh, it's
okay,
so exciting.
Okay, hold on. Hello there.
Well, hello. I'm a very carried, emotional listener. I'm so impressed, and every song in that last one just took me to my knees. Congratulations, young woman.
Thank you so much.
This is immense.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
I wanted to hear again. Where is it that you're playing next? Where's the venue?
I am playing at a David Lunning performance in Ives Park in Sebastopol, and that will be on August 13th from 5 to 6.
Is that one of those Wednesday concerts?
It might.
Yeah,
yes,
it is,
actually, it is on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, please give all the information a couple of times. I'm here with my granddaughter tonight, and she got very shy at the last minute. Otherwise, she would tell you that she just loved your music, as do I. Arnold had mentioned you before. I'm so glad I was able to listen tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. Please, please tell her that I said thank you and hello.
Well, we'll all be there on that Wednesday night.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad, and I really want to show my appreciation to the support you've been given by your parents. It seems as from birth, you have all your ducks in a row, and I don't think anything is going to stop you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. You're making me tear up. Thank you so much.
Well, you did that to me, so I'm just sending some extra angels to the ones that obviously already surround you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Keep it up, and God bless Mom and Dad and all those genes that go way back. And to your own work ethic, because that's what'll keep you going.
Thank you so much, so
well,
much.
Well, blessings, honey. You are. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, oh my God. Sorry. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Wonderful.
Oh,
fabulous.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. 8741073 or Arnold on Air by Skype. So, well, let's. If you can, collect yourself.
Of course. I will try my best.
And what would you like to sing now?
This next song is called 7 a.m., and I wrote this actually quite recently. It took about 45 minutes to write. It was one of my, like, by far fastest writing process songs. Huh. And, yeah, I wrote it about a person that I care about a lot, and so... Here it is.
Oh, yeah. I picked up my phone about 7 a.m. A long distance call from a long distance friend. I thought I knew truly what I wanted to say, but I choked in amazement when I saw that sweet face, and I fell like rain dripping off awnings for days, tenderly tossing this brain round and around again. I crashed to the ground again. I can't explain thoughts again. I guess I'm okay, but you love me anyway. I know that you love me anyway. Oh yeah. I know how it feels now. I can't even describe the strength of his smile now, how his eyes lock with mine. The setting is fake, but these feelings are real. It's too easy to write this sweet spoken spiel, 'cause the lyrics, they're falling like rain dripping off awnings for days, tenderly tossing this breath. Can't explain thoughts again. I guess I'm okay, but you love me anyway. I know that you love me anyway. Oh yeah. What I'm trying to say is I'm loving each hay. Boy, you drive me insane the best possible way. And this game that we play, and the price that we pay, it's all worth the delay. Love you more and more each day. My feelings, they're falling like rain, dripping off awnings for days, tenderly tossing this brain round and around again. I crash to the ground again. Can't explain thoughts again. I guess I'm okay, but you love me anyway. I know that you love me anyway.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Just lovely. Delightful.
Mm.
Well, I don't hear any butterflies going on. How's it going in there?
It's going okay. Away. I was a little bit nervous to perform that song. Yeah, but, you know, I just wrote it, like, I want to say 3 weeks ago. And it usually takes about 2 months for a song to get, you know, fully into your voice. And so that was, like... really unexpected. I was like, I should actually perform this song. I'm really excited about it. So, yeah.
No, it's interesting what you just said, that it takes a few months for you to really get the song.
It does, yeah. And to get the piano parts down in it for it to fully be in your voice. That's what my vocal coach has always said, because, you know, the song should be second nature to you. And of course, I have no room to talk. I just perform that song. But, you know, so yeah, it's great. I love songwriting.
You said ukulele obviously was a love, yeah. and you use that with those children, and the guitar as well you play.
Definitely.
And hopefully you're going to be playing, I think, a couple on the guitar, are you?
Yeah, I actually, the next one, yeah, I'll play on guitar, yeah.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. That will be a nice change of pace.
Definitely.
And we have been regaled with amazing music by Evan Lee. Her music today, it's just been heavenly. Thank you so much. Sorry to use that, the rhyme, but fabulous. So enjoying it, and obviously you're getting across to the people listening as well. We like to do something with your guitar.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, you got everything lined up there? That sounds good.
Fantastic. Yeah, so this next original song is called Hey Maria, and actually I kind of wanted to write a song with somebody's name in it, so that's where this song came from. Inspiration can come from anywhere. I've learned that, you know. So yeah, this song is called Hey Maria.
It was a stormy, cold November night when you kicked her out of the house. She was paying half her rent with her high school gent, then he told her it wasn't gonna work out. Her mama had said before she moved in that young love don't last too long. She was afraid to go home, waiting for I told you so, wondering how her mom and dad would get along. But here she is sloshing down the road with a guitar case and a broken heart, all alone. Now she's walking up steps to the little cafe, hope it'll keep her dry from the rain, a place to play her songs. I said, hey, Maria, everything's gonna turn out fine. It's nice to see ya playing for a crowd on a Saturday night. Here in the little cafe, the audience used to melt away song by song until you came to play. She soon got a job as a coffee pot waitress, waiting for each cup to drain. I guess she made a couple dollars an hour, but it just wasn't the same. Playing music on a Friday night just wasn't a paying job. So she set out a tip jar, went to the nearest bar, maybe she gets some money out of her songs. I said, hey, Maria, everything's gonna turn out fine. It's nice to see ya playing for a crowd on a Saturday night. Here in the little cafe, the audience used to melt away song by song until you came to play. I said, hey, Maria, I know you're gonna make it someday, so move out of Ohio, go to the sparkling city of LA. Leave your past and doubts behind. Take your beautiful voice and your guitar, 'cause I know you'll go far.
Oh, lovely. Nice.
Thank you.
That really flowed nicely. I like that.
Thank you. That's one of my vocal coach's favorite.
Huh.
He really likes that song.
Will you always be a multi-instrumentalist? Is that how you see yourself?
I think so, yeah. I do need to perfect my guitar a little bit more. I spend pretty much all of my time on the piano, and it's just another instrument where I can say, oh yeah, I play guitar, but I only know, you know, the basic chords, and so I'd really, really like to start, you know, perfecting that very soon. It's kind of been something I've been telling myself to do for a while, so so yeah, I'm gonna start working on that as a goal.
Well, you've got a few years, so...
Yeah, exactly. I have to remember, yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's some wonderful, you know, guitar prodigies of a young age, but plenty of room for growth.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Do you have any favourites on the guitar? Who do you listen to just for the guitar?
I have to tell you the truth, I don't do that a lot, but I definitely look up to people like James Taylor and his, I love his songs so much. They're so classic and they all have such simple chord progressions, but he, you know, adds things to it to make it, you know, sound more original and stuff like that. And so I definitely enjoy listening to his guitar playing, as well as like Santana and all of those. Oh, yeah. And of course the guitar players and Queen.
Brian May.
Of course. Yeah. We actually went to go see Queen in concert perform with Adam Lambert a couple days. Yeah. Like what was that? June. Yeah. And it was fantastic. And they had this one part where they had Freddie Mercury singing while Brian May was playing the guitar. Oh. And they had a big screen. It was like, it was so emotional. He's such a fantastic singer. And it was a great experience. Yeah.
Miss Freddie. Oh,
Miss Freddie a lot.
What a talent. My goodness. Yeah. He had it all, didn't he?
Definitely. Yeah.
But we've got something.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
From him, and he still inspires people. I know.
Every day.
Raven Rose, she's been on Cows since she's 9 years old. She's now, I think, 17.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And her favorite, she always finishes with Queen. That's her band, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely up there with that. Yeah.
And Adam Lambert, what a talent he is.
Oh my gosh, he's amazing. Yeah. We actually, my grandparents hadn't been to a concert in how many years, Dad? Like their whole entire lives. And my dad was just talking about it one day and they said, oh, we'd like to come to that. Like, seriously, grandma and grandpa coming to Adam Lambert and Queen. I was like, yeah. So that was really, really cool to have them come. Yeah, and they watch American Idol 24/7. And so when they heard we were going to go see him, my grandpa was like, yes, we'd go. So that was really cool.
Right, because he's been in England, hasn't he, playing the Queen.
It's been touring story, all around the world. Yeah. So, and it was packed. It was amazing. And we had really good seats as well. So that was really, really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So obviously there was gray hairs as well as young kids were there then. Everybody was there.
Everyone was there. Mm. It was great to see that. There were a lot of kids my age and there are a lot of older people, you know, and it's just, it's great. I definitely want to have that musical experience where I can reach out to people of all ages, you know, and find that common ground with everyone.
Yeah.
So that would be amazing.
How does it work with kids of your own age? How is life for you interacting with kids? Because you're in a very different mode often.
How
does that work for you?
I have a couple close friends. I have my best friend Coco, who I've known ever since I was 5. And so she's definitely my rock. She is a very, very stable person in the musical aspect of things because she doesn't really... She's not very musical, so things will kind of she'll ground me and she'll be like, okay, let's stop talking about music, let's go do something that kids our age would do, and I'll be like, okay, you know, we can do something like that. And then my best friend Sam as well, I've known him ever since kindergarten or first grade, and so I love him so much, as well as Megan, who is an amazing singer. She actually does opera, and so we've definitely been able to share our musical interests to a certain extent, but you know, and of course my friend Dallas as well, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter. I have a wide group of friends who are, you know, interested in all different things, and friends who ground me, and then people, you know, it's great.
Well supported.
Yes, definitely. I'm very, very fortunate to have all these people who've got my back and, you know, support me.
Oh, and it seems like it's a two-way street. I think you're very supportive, I have a feeling, of your friends and family.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I have amazing friends and family who have just thought nothing but the best, and they've really helped me blossom into who I am now and what I will be years from now. And so, I've definitely been influenced by some great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad carries my gear. Thanks, Dad. Yeah, it's here for the money. Thank you, loving father.
Now, does he ever want to, like, you know, he does music himself. Does he ever want to jump in and, like, do an intro for you or
do
some
you,
sort
Dad?
Of?
Not anymore, he says.
She's hit a new level where my smartest move is to just be quiet.
Oh, lovely. It's already 2:15, so we better get in another song.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Before we run out of time.
Fantastic. Let me see. I'm deciding which one I should do. This next song is called Great One. And I wrote this song when I was feeling very emotional, and I kind of poured, like, all of my thoughts into one song. I was like, oh, well, I guess this is a song now. It's not just me rambling on and on and on. And so, yeah, here it is.
I wanna be a great one, but it takes a lot to be great. I wanna be beautiful, be glad I'm me with no regrets. I wanna be that one girl who can be all those things that I see. Why can't I be her? Why can't she be me? I take all my time losing my mind. My limits are infinite. Yet they say I'm the only one who's taken away from myself. Ooh, you can't tell me I'm wrong, but you know that I try not to let it burn. To be hurt by the people who say you should change, and how it just takes away, and how it just takes away. Ooh, but you're beautiful, and you'll always be great. I wanna be that someone doesn't overthink every word she says. Every word means something to someone, good or bad. I look down these paved roads. Should they still be gray or should be lined with gold? Where should we all end up? Or do we just wait for a miracle? I take all my time losing my mind. My limits are infinite. Yet they say I'm the only one who's taken away from myself. Ooh, you can't tell me I'm wrong, but you know that I try not to let it burn. Say you should change, and how it just takes away, and how it just takes away. Ooh, but you're beautiful, and you'll always be great.
Oh, nice. But now let's talk about the future. Obviously, you've been working hard up to now. How do you see, or what would you like to, for your career to develop? Where do you see it developing? Musical theatre, in solo? You know, I don't know. You know, acting? I know you've
done. I see myself being a classic artist. That's what I hope to achieve. And I know that that's a lot to ask. But I really, really do want to share my music with the whole world. And I want to continue songwriting and continue singing and continue conveying my thoughts and being a relatable artist. And so I do a bit of acting as well. And so I grew up doing some acting. I did Annie at the Sixth Street Playhouse when I was 10. And it was funny because my older sister, she played Annie when she was 11. And so my whole existence, I was like, I'm going to be Annie someday, just like Sissy. And so it happened. I was like, wow, that's crazy. But yeah, I just finished filming a short film, which is actually on my website, which is Avonlea Shea Music, or is it Avonlea's Music? Is that what it's called?
Avonlea Shea, I think. Yeah. Well, dot com.
There are two.
Oh, okay.
What is Avonlea Shea.com?
AvonleaShea.com.
AvonleaMusic.com.
Okay. Yeah, and so the link for that video is on my website, and it was this really, really cool, kind of like a thriller short film. And so that was super, super fun to film. And I actually got cast in a movie as well. And so that will be filming hopefully soon. It's called Don't Shoot, I'm the Guitar Man. And so it's a movie based off of the life of Buzzy Martin.
Buzzy Martin?
Yeah,
that might be.
And so it was so cool, like auditioning. And I'm very, very excited. I get to play a 14-year-old who is a drunk and a drug addict and who has had a super, super rough life. And so I'm super excited to play that part. And in the end, you know, she discovers herself through music, which I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's pretty much my life. I mean, not the, you know, not the other stuff, but you know, yeah, yeah. And so I'm very, very excited to film that. And it was funny because, you know, he goes into the prisons and he teaches kids guitar, and my dad and I are doing the same thing with ukuleles and underprivileged children. So that was amazing how that connection, you know, came together. Yeah, and in some of the same actual places. So I'm super, super excited for that. That'll... Yeah, and they're actually going to feature Voice of the Broken in the movie and possibly write in a part where my character can sing it. Ooh. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Yeah, so I'm very, very excited for the filming of that. Yeah.
Amazing, yes. Keep it up.
I definitely will, yeah.
And combine it at all times with your music.
Yes, yes. I definitely, want to keep on doing my music, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Avonlea, wow. We'll go out on maybe... I've got Undeniable lined up, which is your talent is undeniable.
Oh, and, thank you.
So we can finish with that, perhaps, and,
that sounds
if
fantastic.
That's good. And wow, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a wonderful live performance.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. It's like my first featured radio interview. Oh. So thank you so much. It was fantastic.
Hopefully, I wasn't too hard on you.
No, of course not. No, this is a great first time experience, and I would totally come back and do it again. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We'd love to have you back. I see lots of great things happening with you.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Thank you. Here we are with Undeniable Avonlea.
Thank you. Self feel
driving me here.